Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Woo-wee! All right, this one was a fun one tonight. Stay with me on this. The Brewers and the Pirates, game three of a four-game set. Corbin Burns getting the ball against Bailey Falter. The defense actually took center stage early. Corbin was no hitting the Pirates in the first four innings of this game, and he got some help from his right fielder, Tyrone Taylor.
And now Reynolds into right field, coming on Taylor. He slides and makes the catch. Tyrone Taylor takes a hit off the board for Pittsburgh. Another outstanding defensive effort by the Brewers right fielder.
How about the very next play? Andrew Monasterio.
Chopper softly hit to third. Monasterio picks it. Bare hand. Throws to first in time. Two gems in a row for the Brewers. Do or die play for Andrew Monasterio at third base. Went to the bare hand. No time to use the glove. And he threw out Andrew McCutchen.
Jeff Levering on the call for both of those here on WTMJ. However, the no-hitter would end in the fifth. A two-run double with two outs against the nine-hitter, Jason DeLay. So now it's 2-0 Pirates. The Brewers would respond at the bottom of the fifth with only one run on an RBI ground out from Christian Yelich. Then both bullpens really settled in from there. We picked things up in the ninth inning. Brewers heading into today 0-47 when trailing after eight. They enter the ninth trailing 2-1. Then a rally forms. Carlos Santana, a line drive single into right field to give the base runner. Blake Perkins, plenty of speed on first base, decided to roll the dice on a Willy Adames fly ball.
Here it is. Adames to right. At the wall on the warning track, playable, and the tag and the throw coming to second base, and they didn't get him.
It was guts of a burglar stuff from Blake Perkins, tagging from first to get into scoring position with one out. Then a wild pitch would move him to third. Sal Frelick would come to the plate. He didn't even start this game. Frelick making his second at bat. He's been the man of the moment. He is practically the mayor of Milwaukee now.
And the pitch. Lined in the left center of Bichette. We're tied at two. Frelick delivers again.
Bob Uecker on the call for that one. So the Brewers suddenly are forcing this game into extra innings, and they get to hand it to their all-star closer, Devin Williams, looking for redemption after his tough outing on Wednesday in Washington. He got it against the Pirates.
On its way. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up in the zone, and Devin Williams puts up a zero in the top of the 10th.
Jeff Levering's call. Now, bottom of the 10th. All the Brewers need is a run with the placed runner on second, but the problem is it's Victor Caratini, not the fastest guy on the planet. Brian Anderson started the inning. He struck out swinging as a pinch hitter. They intentionally walked Mark Canna to pitch to Christian Yelich for the left-on-left matchup going for the double play. Yelich would ground to first base, nearly beat out a poor play by Alfonso Rivas, but Yelly never touched first. Second and third on the second out of the inning. They intentionally walk William Contreras to pitch to the defensive and running pinch running replacement, Blake Perkins, in this one. And Perkins finally got his chance.
2-1 coming. Swing and a base hit to right. Caratini scores, and Blake Perkins is the hero tonight. The dugout empties in shallow center field with two away. Blake Perkins stayed inside of a changeup on the outside corner. Perkins loses his jersey, and he hits the game winner tonight, his first career walk-off knock. He tied it with his legs in the ninth inning, and he wins it with his bat in the 10th.
Great call there from Jeff here on WTMJ. What a night. What a night. From the bottom of the barrel, somehow the Brewers get themselves up, get themselves out of it, and win the game 3-2 in 10. They'll go for the series win tomorrow, and we'll preview it right here coming up next as we wrap up the program on WTMJ.